This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's get into some interesting stuff, shall we? Some really cool stuff. I'm very excited to have Leander Reddy here in the studio. She's known and loved by South African viewers far and wide, thanks to roles like Detective Inspector Priyanka Naike in Isidingo, also Vineshri Devan in ETV Scandal, and now audiences get to experience a whole new side to her as Janet in the movie 3 Days to Go. Look at you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm very good. You've been busy.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's the first time you've been here, though.
It is the first time.
Yeah, I don't know
how that
happened.
And it's great to be here. It's great. Actually, it's the first time I'm meeting you in person.
Well, that's not so
How's
rare.
It going?
I hardly get out anymore, so.
Are you a recluse?
Yes, big time. So first of all, congrats on the movie 3 Days to Go. We're going to talk about that in a second. We were just saying how there are all these films coming out of South Africa at the moment that are actually very exciting and they're doing very well. And people are happy and excited to see them, not because they're local, but because they're good.
And it's such a great sign that people are actually going to the cinemas. I think that is the biggest challenge for South African films. I don't think it's a lack of content or material. There's a lot of aspirant filmmakers, but I suppose everybody's a little bit afraid because they don't know how it's going to perform. And, you know, South Africans obviously tend to go for the big blockbusters and the Hollywood films and all. So it's so encouraging that people are, that the, like you said, the films are doing well. That's a fantastic sign. It means people are going to watch films that are South African.
What's it like from an actor point of view? Because obviously when as the movie industry expands and as people, as these jobs become available and big projects are taken up, that creates opportunity. But is there a huge amount of competition going on between actors and actresses?
I think there's always competition. There's never enough roles.
Yeah, you got to watch your back the whole time, right?
Yeah, there is that.
You'd like to be friends with the people in your industry, but you just can't trust them.
I think amongst us, we kind of agree that, you know, may the best person get the job, but obviously you're sitting there thinking, I hope you don't get it. I hope I get it.
Listen, you know. Some of them are not that magnanimous.
Yeah.
Did you get this role after going for an audition, or did they just call you up and say you're perfect for it? How did it work?
Actually, no. So it was at the 2016 SAFTA Awards that I bumped into Bianca Isaac, who's the writer and director of this movie. And we'd known each other because she used to work on Scandal in production years ago. And so we were reconnected. It was a great night for both of us. I think she also won an award. I won an award the first time.
Congrats.
For Isidingo.
Right.
Best actress. So that was great. And then after the awards, she came to me and she said, listen, I'm writing this movie and I want you to play the lead. And I'm writing it with you in mind. So I was obviously very excited.
Sure. But did you think do you think she was just, because you know how people say things sometimes?
Yeah, like, I'm doing this totally movie.
And you're like, well, if she can actually get this thing financed, because there's a lot of steps along the way, right? It doesn't just happen.
Of course. And I think actors know that as well. I mean, you hear it 100 times, you know, I really want you to be in the movie. And like, yes, okay. And you get excited and you sit by the phone, you wait and it never happens but there's a whole lot of red tape and processes and getting finance and meeting people, meeting upon meetings upon meetings.
Are you any good at meetings?
Terrible.
Yeah,
I hate it. And I wish people would stop asking me to come for meetings. I'm like, I'm now literally saying, do you think you can send it to me in an email and then I can get back to you? Because really, those coffee shops, I have been to more meetings than I've actually had roles in my life, acting roles.
But isn't every meeting like an acting role?
Yeah, it's an audition.
Exactly.
You're selling yourself and you're going, hey, you know, I would be great. You should take me. You should give me the job. What can I do? Of course I can play that
character. All right, so let's just, before we get into the movie and everything else, why don't you give people some tips? Because you've been through enough of these meetings and auditions.
Yeah.
A lot of people, ordinary old me and you and everybody else, we're going for job interviews and things. How do we put our best foot forward? You seem to be the kind of person who's had enough experience in this. You've done a number of auditions. You've now got a couple of good roles. How do we impress? What do we order? Is it good to order a drink? Is it bad in a meeting? Should you sit opposite the person? Should you sit at the head of the table? Help us. Come on. There's some useful tips.
I think you should sit behind the person. You shouldn't order anything. You should let them speak.
Sit behind the person?
Yes.
What do you mean? Like with their back to you? You're meant to be helping us here.
Yeah, no, I'm the last person you should be asking about meetings because clearly I do all the wrong things.
Right, cancel.
I can't tell you that I've got great roles from meetings.
Sia, we'll just edit that out of the podcast, all right?
Yeah, these are not helpful to
This is just fucking useless.
No. And actually, you shouldn't talk at all.
We're all
Don't
screwed,
talk,
yeah.
Just listen to the person talk and nod and, you know,
and, then the
and
most
go,
interesting
okay, great,
person
I'll get
ever.
Back to you.
All right, so here's the plot of the movie. Let's just give people an idea of what 3 Days to Go is about. The story of adult siblings who, after the sudden death of their father, are forced to return to their childhood home with an assortment of partners, children, and issues in tow. They need to survive 3 days in each other's company under one roof before they spread their father's ashes and part ways, setting the stage for some hilariously funny moments and deeply touching ones. Now, I'm so thrilled that this doesn't, A, have a political angle to it, or some kind of miserable, long-suffering, angry, nasty, vicious, negative backstory.
Yeah.
It seems like this is the kind of thing that happens to everybody.
It is, and what I love about it is it doesn't have to be explained. It's not contextualized almost, you know. It's just, it happens to be an Indian family.
Cool.
It's a universal story.
Sure.
It can be in any situation, any part of the world, because everything is so relatable. You know, everybody can identify with the characters. And really, they are so messed up, these people. I don't even know what I'm
aren't
doing
we
in
all?
Their family.
Aren't we all?
Everybody's messed up. That's it. And it's literally holding a mirror up to yourselves, I think. And I think a lot of us think, oh, that's not me. And, you know.
So tell me about your character, Janet.
Well, she's an idiot for the most part of the movie because a lot of the times you like really wanted to say something and she has a hell of a lot of restraint. That's what I actually worked on because you'll see throughout the movie there are scenes where you just wanted to actually speak your mind, say something, react, respond.
She's
and she's
too
trying to keep the peace, you know, until eventually she does blow up and voice her opinion and then
the shit hits the fan.
Yeah, she's not, I mean, she's hyper aware of what's going on. She can see through everything. She's the kind of person that I think sees through the bullshit, through the facades, but she's almost non-confrontational.
So why do you say she's an idiot then? I mean, she sounds like she's a lot wiser than me.
Because she can actually effect change sooner. And, you know, she can get away and she can put things right, but she chooses not to for the sake of peace. Simply because she thinks that over 3 days, all she has to do is tolerate these people and they have to tolerate each other. These people being her siblings, of course. And then it'll be over and she'll get back to her life that she tries to compartmentalize and keep neat and, you know.
So how much of you is in the character and how much of the character is in you?
I think quite a lot. It was a difficult one for me, this role, because it's not a larger than life character. It's very fine. So I had to try to not make her boring, you know, to make her kind of appealing, even though she's one of the most practical, functional characters. And she is the one that carries the story throughout. She is the thread.
Okay. It's a lot of responsibility.
Story. Yeah, a lot of responsibility.
Who got paid most of the actors? You?
I really don't know. I hope.
Yeah, you hope you.
I hope it is me.
You're
but
the lead.
I have a feeling it's not.
Yeah, well, without you, it sounds like your character's fairly important here. If they didn't pay you more than all the others, then I'm going to be annoyed for you.
Thanks, Gareth.
So
I'm going to take you for meetings, actually. Hey, there's a tip. Take Gareth Cliff.
You won't get the jobs because I'll upset everybody. It's not a good idea.
Really?
No, take Sia. He's good.
Yeah.
Diplomatic.
Yeah.
Really?
Be nice and kind.
I've seen
and you've got that permanent smile.
And I just
Does
need to be paid in
smile?
Food.
Yeah. In food?
In food and drink.
You know, I can do that.
I think we have a deal.
If you have one of those machines that can make a vodka smoothie, he's your guy.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, but let's just talk quickly about this movie, and then I want to talk about you a little bit.
All
so
right.
It opens on the 25th of January, 2019.
Yes.
And who else is in it?
So we've got Lolette Dubey,
Yes, she's a Bollywood star.
Bollywood and Hollywood. Exotic Marigold Hotels, both those movies.
Right.
She's well known for.
Big star. She might have earned more than you.
She may have, yeah.
It's not a nice reminder.
Try not to pull that face when I say
I've never thought about this until you just brought it up now. Thanks, Gareth.
Oh, come on.
Now that's the only thing
you didn't
thing
think
I'm
about
thinking,
this?
Whether I was the highest paid?
Yeah.
I did not, honestly.
Up until this very moment. Now you're bitter.
Now she's going to be angry. You see how I've improved your life? All right.
No. Okay, so Lolette Dubey and Bollywood. I don't know all the Bollywood films, but I know Monsoon Wedding, which I wouldn't call a Bollywood film.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it. It was my favorite films of all time. And it's just brilliant. It's so realistic. It's so natural. It's the stories are great. And Lolette was, it was the first time I saw
it. It's unfortunate that she, you know, there's the tampon brand Lolette, because I can't help thinking of that when I think of her name.
Well, that's how I get the spelling of her name right.
Right. Is it spelled the same way?
Yes. As the tampons, yes. I know, because I use them. Mm. So.
That's wonderful news. I'm so happy we shared
too much
this
information.
Yeah, look at us opening up to each other.
So you asked about my salary, but I told you I use tampons.
That's great. That's look wonderful. At how we're becoming friends.
Oh, we're just bonding here, aren't we?
All right, so tell me, I hear that Zakiya Patel's in it.
Yes, Zakiya Patel, Jonathan Bond. Jiloshni Naidu, Kajol Bhagwandeen, Jonathan Boynton-Lee, Tumi Marake.
Oh, Tumi Marake is in it. We love Tumi. She's
yeah,
like a
she's
member
fat.
Of our
she,
family.
Oh my God, you're going to love her in the movie. She plays a gangster.
Ah, she could easily
and a
pull
slick, hot gangster.
I see it.
I love her role. I should have played her role.
Oh. You think she earned more than you?
Definitely. What do you mean? Now that you've oh my goodness. Actually, I think everybody got paid more than
me. That sounds like it.
It's now you want to have a meeting with someone in the movie.
She's got her hands on her hips. She's looking very pissed off. All right, so Leander, let's just talk about you for a second. A lot of actors who've been in soaps.
Yes.
They try not to make too much of a thing about that. But in South Africa, soap operas, there is nothing embarrassing or shameful about being in a soap opera. In fact, they are the most regular, safe job you could have as an actor, because you at least know that you're part of a production that's not going to go away, that you'll get paid. Because acting is hard. You do it project by project. You never know whether you're going to get a big movie or whether there's going to be nothing for 6 months. So if you're in a soap, you know you've got a regular job.
I think you're quite in touch with how actors feel in this country. And soapies are definitely the biggest thing in South Africa.
They pay the bills, right?
And it's the most stable job an actor can get, even though your contract is on a yearly basis. So literally every year you go in for a meeting and it gets discussed whether it should be renewed or not, whether your character's working. I mean, obviously, if your character's not, you know,
they kill you off.
They kill you off, or but
or they say the role of whoever will now be played by, and they've got someone else. That's horrible.
I know.
Worst thing for an
actor.
And
of course, it's the most difficult thing for an actor as well to step into those character shoes, because audiences with soaps fall in love with the characters.
Yes.
And that's, they'll never see you as the actor. They see you, even if they see you in the street or
so do you still
wherever.
Get people who call you
all
by your
time,
character's
even
names?
More so since I left Isidingo. So I'm Priya.
Yeah.
Everybody... I live with it. I have many names. And also people...
No,
who...
not Siri, Priya.
Yeah.
Oh, who was that me?
It was your phone.
Siri and I are
is
not...
your Siri called
Siri
Priya?
Siri and I are not seeing eye to eye at the moment.
Yeah, mine goes off all the time too. I'm actually going to take off that Hey Siri thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you see? Hey Siri.
What does Leander earn?
Check on...
IMDb, Wikipedia, something.
They're looking it up right now. All right, let's just talk.
Sorry.
So
in rands, not dollars.
But you're not embarrassed about soap operas because
no,
there are actors and actresses who don't want people to know that they did soaps. But a lot of people start in soaps and they're very popular.
Soaps are amazing for giving you a platform. I must be honest, I've been able to get a lot of work out of that profile, which came from being on a soap, and still, you know, gets me work because people can identify where I'm from. Of course, I used it. I think I used it wisely.
Sure.
You know, I do a lot of emceeing, which is great. that's where I earn money, actually, not sure. from acting.
No, because you also, and people don't realize this about the South African entertainment business, is that everybody has to do a little bit of everything.
Absolutely.
Very few people who can actually earn enough from their day job to just do that.
Completely. I think all artists have to supplement their income in some way. And I think if you're smart enough to kind of use the same skills, you know, in your acting career to work other jobs, then hey. Right.
Well, I'm also, I mean, you've done some pretty impressive stuff. First of all, you were invited by the ICCR to perform at the International Theatre Festival in New Delhi, India, back in 2000. I mean, it feels like ages ago, but that's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of stage productions, theatre productions. What do you prefer, the TV stuff or the stage stuff?
Because
you get to see the audience when you're on stage. You don't get to know what
theatre is. It's incomparable to any other performance genre because of the immediacy and the fact that it's live. It's also scary in a good way. I mean, I know I'm one of those actors. I've been doing it for years, but I'm a nervous wreck before I get onto stage, you know, until it's standby and you're standing in the wings and house lights go to all of that emotion, tense anxiety, and then you get onto stage. And I think maybe I've learned to use it to help me, you know, and get onto stage. And when you become that character, and there's the audience in front of you, and they're already there, and you can see them desperate, hungry for this. It's such a beautiful feeling. So I kind of use that anxiety for my performance. But theater is something else, and the response is live. And I was saying on an interview the other day that with film and TV, it's a camera. That's your audience. You know, that's who you're performing to. And here, you're hearing gasps and sounds, and even though you might not be able to see everyone, hopefully you won't see them because the house lights are down, there is that sense of physical presence and somebody lapping up your work right there and then, and that's an amazing feeling. So theatre is definitely one of my favorites.
Do you care about awards? I mean, you mentioned the SAFTA earlier on. Do you display it proudly somewhere in your house, or do you have it in a box?
I've been meaning to put it up in some cabinet or something, but it's somewhere.
Was it like a paperweight?
I think,
now?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And the sticker from the bottom has come off, and I try to, like, whenever I remember, take the feather duster and dust it off. But I must say, I used to say I didn't care about it, awards, but when I won that SAFTA, wow.
That's a big deal.
But
it's not small.
I had a swollen head for a while.
See, but this is what people tend to forget. It's not really about you thinking you're great. It's about other people saying to you, hey, listen, we appreciate you. Here's something to show that we do.
100%. Right? That is what it's. It's the acknowledgement, the affirmation, the recognition, the fact that somebody's saying, hey, we see you. We see your work. Right. And it was good.
Well, let's talk about your work for a second, because they're also, I mean, I've saved the best to last. We've done, and you've got film credits here, including featuring alongside Naomi Watts in Diana, with Boris Kojo and Trant Espen-Selm in Cape Town, which was based on Dion Mayer's crime thriller series.
Yes.
Lead actress opposite Leon Schuster in Mr. Bones 2.
Yes.
You've also recently filmed on Dark Tower with Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
Well, I didn't get to perform with Matthew, but Idris,
Idris.
You just call him. I know, that was me as well. But Ella, so my heart is going like this, and I'm just
acting cool as a cucumber.
So cool. You would have been so proud of me.
But I just wanted Idris.
Did you just call him by his first name, Idris?
I went, Iddy. Hey.
Oh, look at that.
Yo, Iddy.
Did he keep to himself when he wasn't on set?
Very much so. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think he was.
Didn't want to
mix
with the rabble, you know.
I'm sure he's being mobbed.
Sure.
You know,
of course.
And at some stage, maybe you just catch him on that stage when he's going, "Okay, I've had to talk to 3,000 people. I'm just going to take 5 minutes to be by myself." He's a really nice guy. He has this aura and this presence. You feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you stand, he doesn't have to say anything. And those eyes, there's something about it. It's very mysterious, but he's got a lovely
presence.
Good-looking
man, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Look,
did you fall a little bit in love?
I always do.
But infatuated?
I was quite professional, Garrett, and I'm sure I got paid more than him.
Well, I mean, let's be fair. Yes. You're a married woman. You got two kids.
Yeah.
I'm not by any means insinuating that there's impropriety, but he's a good-looking dude, and these film sets, you know, it's a different world. It's a bit of a parallel universe in some ways. How long were you on this project for?
2 days.
Oh, shit. Okay, that doesn't count. And you can't fall in love with someone in 2 days.
No.
Even if you are opposite. Did he do any scenes with you?
Yes, I played his doctor.
Oh. Yeah. Is he naked?
No, but yeah, I mean, I didn't look that closely. I was very professional. I kind of wanted to just play my character right. And so I didn't even look down there. I just kept it.
But you're saying, he was naked?
Possibly.
You were looking only the neck up.
Yes. What I mean, Sia. Like you would be in that kind of situation. Sia totally
would
professional.
Sia would not be professional.
I would be locked up now.
Sia would be up for molestation charges. What are you talking about?
Not even somewhere here.
Really?
We're like Guantanamo.
I mean, he
wouldn't
have been as composed as
he would have helped.
Was?
He would have helped Idris to be a leader of the Me Too movement by this stage.
Look, I had messages from all of my friends ask. I didn't even take a picture with him.
Oh, no. Well, that's very professional of you. I've got to compliment you on that.
Thank you. But I had some angry, angry girlfriends when I came back. Like, watch, so you didn't talk about me? You didn't tell him? You didn't show him a picture of me?
Like, I'm single. Hey, you could have done something.
Yes.
Here.
Oh, that was their thing. Listen, you're married. You should be speaking for us.
Listen, how do you look so good if you got two kids and you've been married? I mean, not that married women aren't attractive, but if you've had two kids, it's very hard. Like, it's very hard to be a sexy actress when you're also a mom and we know this is a full-time job.
Yeah,
being a mom is a full-time job, and kids take it out of you.
And I mean, I really don't know whether you'll think I'm sexy if you see me at home.
Oh, you mean at
with
home?
With my hair
in the dressing gown
like this and my...
You shout like a fishwife?
All of that. That's me shouting in the morning.
Walking around in slippers.
Yes.
Mug of coffee.
Yeah, sometimes I even go to the garage like that and I get... Oh, shit. I shouldn't
have
to go. Look, it's Priya from Missing.
Yes.
No, hang on. Sarah, what I meant is... that there are, it's very difficult. And as an actress, you're always expected to be glamorous. You're always on show. People know who you are.
Yeah.
You're starring in big movies. And then you get home and your kids treat you like a mom.
Yeah.
You know,
like you're nobody special.
Where's my sandwich kind of thing?
Oh, yes. I get a little, mom, where's this? Where's that? Can I have this?
Your kids have no respect for your career.
No, absolutely. They don't even watch. They're like, what? Oh, yeah, but we saw that.
The point is also...
Let me say this, Gareth. I am vain.
Good.
Yeah, and there's a...
If I looked like you, I'd be vain too. I mean, you're...
I like looking good.
Yes. Do you spend a lot of time in the gym?
No, not at all.
What do you do?
That's something I cannot do. I wish I could.
Do you not
eat? I say that everywhere. No, I eat a lot. But I do get out of control sometimes, like especially over Christmas. Christmas is my time. I will eat everything that I've craved and fat and cream and
Hold on. I just want to set the record straight because people, they can't see you. You're going to hear this podcast. They're going to be imagining. So let me just describe that you are not in bad shape in any which way. If you talk about Christmas and overindulging, you talk about it like it wasn't a month ago.
Yeah, it was. And then...
What are you doing to keep
and
the...
And then...
Because you look very trim. You're looking fantastic. So what are you doing?
Thank you. I do have problems where my tummy gets too big and then my pants don't fit and all that. So, and then what I do is I go into like disciplined eating. That's literally
starve
the only
yourself.
Thing. No, I mean like no carbs. So... I eat a lot of curry and rice because I love it.
Good.
I love it.
That's so stereotypical.
I know.
Fine.
Yeah, I just thought I'll bring that in there in case anyone
didn't
know I was Indian.
The racists, all the racists are cheering right now. They're
yeah,
like, oh,
so what other stereotypes can I give you? I like chili.
Oh. Sweet meats.
No, so cutting out rice is a big thing.
Yeah.
And bread.
But I heard rice... Rice, of the carbs, rice is not the worst.
Really?
Isn't that what people say?
You see, don't tell me stuff like that, because then you're gonna give me an excuse to go and say, well, Gareth said it's not the worst
don't
thing.
Don't ever, the words Gareth said, never use that as good advice.
Okay, it's not reliable.
No.
So that's your disclaimer for definitely anything you say. Okay, thanks. I'll take that with a pinch of rice. So I do
a pinch of rice.
So rice, potatoes, bread.
You cut those out.
And then like salads. And salads are okay, but just having a lot of it with like, you know, lean proteins. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of shock I give my body to get back in track.
But you don't run,
No, listen, I have been fat.
What was the fattest you ever were?
Is it politically correct to say
fat? Yeah, go on, of course you can.
Anyway, I've been...
What was the fattest you've been?
I put on like 25 kilos for my pregnancy. That was horrible.
Well, that's the end of the interview.
I was eating Woolworths pies and... Really? And I thought, I was so naive. I was like, well, when the baby comes out, this is all going to come out, right? It didn't. Oh, it so did
you,
not.
You had to work it away.
Come out. So, and I literally put my baby in a pram and walked every day around the neighborhood in the pram and disciplined eating with proteins and all of that. And it was hard because I was breastfeeding as well. So, you know, I can't like deprive my body of nutrients. I had to eat this very disciplined diet. And I had four months to get ready for a role.
So they didn't give me much time.
In Joburg. No, I didn't even go to the audition. I sent a tape because I knew if they saw me, they'd never give me the role. I was...
Oh, wow.
Like the Oros man.
Yeah. So I didn't like myself. I was very depressed and I was wearing my husband's clothes because I refused to buy big clothes.
How revolting.
Determined to get wearing his t-shirts with tights and shirts. Jeez, I'm sharing so much. What's wrong with you? Why are you getting all this information out of me?
Well,
I mean, we just came here to talk about a movie, right?
People like to think that you act as an actress as you always look so good, but my God, the way you're describing yourself at the moment, I'm horrified. I've never been so turned off.
Thanks, Gareth. That was my aim. I came here all sexy just to break you down. And yes, I am vain and I like looking good.
Yeah.
I like to keep myself. So if I'm going off track, I will like discipline myself and say, listen.
That's very impressive. That's not easy. I think a lot of people would struggle with that. The other thing that I'm always curious about with actors and actresses, how do you remember the lines? I can't even remember if I've got to make a speech somewhere. And I've written the speech. It's not like someone else wrote it for me. And I'm the one who decided what it's going to include.
Yeah.
I still can't remember I can't even remember the opening line usually. How do you remember a long monologue that your character has to do in a movie or a TV show? How do you start doing that? When do you get the script?
You start with the blue highlighter.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Always blue?
Blue works for me for some reason.
Are you a bit superstitious like that now?
Hey?
Are you a bit superstitious?
No,
like that
I don't know. I've tried other highlighters and I feel like the blue ones for some reason it goes in better. I'm not saying it works for everybody, it just happens to work.
Are you
for
listening,
me.
Kids? Blue highlighters.
Blue highlighters and then just read the lines. It's important to read the other characters' lines.
Yeah.
You need to know what you... Yeah. And also the emotional truth of what you're responding to. It's all very well to just say the lines.
Yeah.
But if there's no subtext behind it, then what are you doing? For me, as an actor, the most important thing is not the text. It's the subtext. It's what you're trying to convey as the character through the emotion. You know, and that I would rather read subtext in an actor's performance than what they're literally saying. And that is far more important than actually just saying lines. And you have to believe what you're saying. And, you know, you'll get to work in environments where directors will be nice and say to you, okay, you make it your own. Which means you can play around with the words. And that was my experience at Isidingo. That's why I loved it so much and probably stayed a bit too long on the show than I did, because it was such an easy environment and directors so open to you making the character your own and putting your own words and kind of as long as it sounds natural and sounds like you've internalized it. So, sometimes I use a ruler.
As you actually go down the line.
Down the lines, or I'll use another page, you know, to block it off. So right. I'll read the other character's.
How long?
Read the other character's response, and then.
How far in advance do you need to learn this stuff?
Every actor seems to have a different process. I've seen actors who prep 3 weeks in advance. I can't. It's got to be like...
Night before
or like, okay, so read the script in advance to kind of get this story and the scene into your head. And then learning like the night before or the day before, maybe 2 days before if there's a lot, if it's chunky. And... there's also that fine line of you don't want it to be so perfect that you're not easy to direct. No, not easy to direct, because when you get on there, it's not just your interpretation.
Yeah.
It's the director's as well. So you have to be that flexible that your words or your lines or your characters not so stuck in your head that that's all you can deliver despite what somebody else says. So the director, you have to be open to the fact the director can go, no, that's not how I want the character to come across. I want you to be this or that. And then...
And you take criticism well when you're being criticized by a director or being guided by a director during a production?
I'm very dependent on a director. Okay. For me, as an actor, I think that... the director is my eye. I can't see what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's right. And I'm going with my instinct and my interpretation. I need you to be my mirror and tell me, you know, is it? And yeah, so for me, a good director is critical. And a director that you can trust as well.
Can you cry on cue?
When you say on cue, like if you click your finger, can I cry? No. But for me, I need to go to some place to think of it and to bring that. And
then you start
that's
crying?
That's what I do, yeah.
Wow. I've been trying to do that. Because it's a useful thing. Like being an actor or actress, you could turn that on and make people feel bad.
Yeah. It's quite a powerful thing.
I would use it to manipulate people to my advantage.
Like
cry in a business meeting when it doesn't go your way. And then they go, oh my God, this poor guy. He's
and then
like
when
so
you
emotional.
Leave, yeah. And they go, oh my God.
Yeah.
Where did we get this
bit
weakling?
Of a loose cannon, what's going on?
Okay, good point.
So you,
yes.
Maybe it's just as well I can't do it then. All right. So that was a fantasy that you've shattered.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Well, what kind of stuff do you like the most? Is it the movie stuff, the TV stuff, the theater stuff? You already said that the stage is something you love.
Yeah, stage. I think... The movie stuff. Okay, so ideally, I would love to do drama series.
Oh.
I mean, the stuff that I'm watching on Netflix.
What?
Okay, so the series that I've loved, my top series, Ozark, Narcos, Colombia, though not so much Mexico.
Okay.
The Colombia, I loved that.
All right.
Moira Wagner, who played Escobar.
Yes.
What a performance.
All right.
Incredible. And Ozark, have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. The acting.
I've heard of it.
It is Jason Bateman. He's one of the most underrated, I think. But he's a comedy actor, and his comic timing is unbelievable. Almost like Ryan Reynolds type. You know, but brilliant comedy. But in this series, the intensity of the performance and every single actor, no matter how small the role, you could see like the director took time and he said, you know, even if you've got one scene, I want the best for that. So that I loved that series. And I started watching Bodyguard, which is really great.
Yes. Who's in that?
Joe Madden. He just won the award for best actor at the Golden Globes.
Do you watch those awards shows?
I would love to. Do you know what I really love doing? Like every time the Oscars comes or the Golden Globes, I want to watch all those movies before it happens so that...
Oh, you're a real movie.
I know.
You're a real movie buff, huh?
And I can say whether I think that person deserved. Like, I remember the year that Spotlight won.
I heard you said Meryl Streep's totally overrated.
Me? What, me?
Well, it's part of what we found out about you.
I'm so scared of Gareth. He's like
No, that's the information we found out.
Is he capable of?
I heard you said she was an. I heard you said she was an entitled bitch who gets every role she wants and doesn't.
Oh my God! I hope to hell she gets every role she wants. She should be able to walk into any studio, to any director, and say, "Do you want me? This is what I want to be paid," and they would use their entire budget on her.
Let's imagine for a second that you were in a position where Harvey Weinstein was going to offer you a role. Ugh. Okay, and he said to you, "You're gonna have to do something for this role, but you'll get an Oscar." Like there are a lot of actresses who said they would.
Yeah,
you would or you wouldn't.
Never.
Not for Harvey Weinstein.
Not for Harvey. Knowing what I've done, obviously, if I was innocent of the fact or any information, I'd
let's
probably
just put ourselves. Okay, we're in a hotel.
Wow.
And Harvey Weinstein is coming out of the shower with just his dressing gown on.
Oh, sis.
I know.
Did you really have to create that image? You could have just like...
Yeah, it's
gross.
Huh?
It's early to be nauseous, Gareth.
Isn't it interesting that we know all the actresses who said no because they've come out and told their stories, right?
Mm.
But we don't know which one said yes.
Mm.
I want to know who said yes.
I want to know.
Is that not intriguing?
Oh my gosh, interested? That's so interesting.
Yes, yeah. I want to know which actresses walked away with the Oscar or the Golden Globe or whatever it was, and they were all happy, but they did something with Harvey to get there.
Yeah,
they knew.
I have no doubt. There,
some good
that's
stories.
A big
there, right?
Reality.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Fortunately, I've got through my career without a blesser.
Yeah, well done to you.
Which is why I'm broke. But
no, but you've got your own production company.
We have a theater production company, myself and Cree J. Governor, and we've been producing like sketch comedy theater shows, and it's always well attended. People
love it.
We spend a lot of time writing and rewriting and editing and perfecting scenes and skits and the comedy. I mean, we try to flip the script a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the comedy is not on the nose, you know, it's always different,
a bit
and
raw.
Weird and offbeat and left field and bizarre, dark. I love black comedy. So sometimes it borders on that, but still very hilarious. And we invest a lot in characters, larger than life characters, mm-hmm. but still identifiable. And that comedy, I mean, we've got a great following. So, I hope that it's always tough because the costs are very high to hire the theater and the lighting rig and the you know, all of that and technicians. So, and then there's marketing and you're competing with a lot of other shows. So everybody's got posters out and banners out and this is, so that's tough. And it's always risky for us, but we've done well with our shows. We don't do them often. And what we have done is when we started out, like the show we did at the Lyric Theatre, which mm-hmm. is one of my favorite theatres, we did weekend runs, concentrate, because it's a big theatre.
Sure.
So have like four shows and all of them sell out and it's a short run. It's not a traditional theatre run, you know, where you get little audiences along the way and then you don't have to market for that much longer as well. So finding gaps.
It sounds like you've got a very busy life. You've got a full plate. You've got things happening. You've got these awards. You're in these movies. It's terrific. Congratulations.
Yo, thank you so much. It does sound like I haven't done a hell of a lot, but the stuff that I have done has been substantial. And I've enjoyed it. So thank you.
Well, it's very nice to actually spend a bit of time with you and get to know you. And you've said very important things this morning, like you use Lilettes.
Yes.
Oh my God, of all the things I've said.
You spoke about how fat and hideous you were once.
25 kgs.
Once upon a time, long ago, but obviously that's you've gone back to being hot and sexy and fantastic. I noticed the hair is much longer.
Yes, so it was this long.
It was even longer.
I literally cut it last
down
week.
To your belly button. Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was I like the hair.
This
looked like one of the witches of
Eastwick.
Stop.
Please stop denigrating yourself. Okay, we've already got the picture of you at your fattest in our mind.
All right. I'm just giving you more to add to it. And then I chopped it here so I can be like,
we love seeing you on screen, and we hope we'll see much, much more. And we hope that we'll keep watching your career with great interest, and you're going to keep doing exciting projects like you are doing. So
this
well
Friday.
Done.
Thank you, Gareth. I'm honored.
Yes. And let's not forget, everybody, this is she's not here for her health. She's here to promote a movie, which starts on the 25th of January.
Hey, it's 3 days to go until yes. 3 days
oh.
to go.
Oh, man. Look at you.
Okay, gold Sia, star.
Come and watch us at the cinemas.
Nothing is by chance with Sia. He plans everything to the nth degree. So, Leander Reddy, thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget, the movie starts in 3 days. 3 days to go is what it's called. You can see Leander strutting his stuff in the role of Janet in the movie. Very, very good.
This is CliffCentral.com.